Welcome back. Hello, friend. This is Lane Kennedy, and this is a podcast called Coming Home. Gosh, I wish I had some really good like introduction music or something like that. But it's just me, little old me, and little old you. Yep. And today I wanted to get into this idea around perfect days and non-perfect days. And where does imperfect live within you? And here's dramatic music. Bom, bom, bom. All right. So I had this idea before I started meditating that every day was going to be perfect. And every day I tried to make it perfect. And I got really tired and I got really burnt out. And I broke. And I realized that there is no perfect. And if you're anything like me, and you suffer from being type A and wound extra tight, then perfectionism might be an issue for you. And so in this little tiny 10-minute episode, I want to talk to you about breaking free of perfectionism, because it is a real issue in today's world. Everybody is trying to be perfect. And you may not think that you're trying to be perfect. You may think, oh, I don't give a wild about that. But somewhere in the back of your head, somewhere, you're trying to work out how you're going to play the game and make things better and make it perfect. And so I want to give you some examples on how this perfectionism still lives in me. And it just happened last night again. And it shows up when I least expect it. And I work on this because I don't want perfectionism ruling my game. Because when it does, it just deteriorates the quality of my life. And so I am an adult and I'm married to an adult. Thank God for that. And we've been together for some time now. And we have a 10-year-old. And I've talked about this before on the show. And so how my perfectionism played out last night is I had to do something for dinner. Like I had a meeting to go to and meet some people. And so my husband was in charge of doing dinner and putting my kid out of bed and doing the whole thing. And so perfectionism reared its head by me sending my husband a video about what to cook and how to cook it. Now, this may not have anything to do with you, and maybe you are thinking, oh my God, Lane, you are out of your mind. But this type of behavior is just an example of how my perfectionism runs around in my life. And my husband just sent me back a little ha-ha, right? It was unnecessary for me to send this video. It was unnecessary for me to get involved with their dinner, their planning, their evening. But my perfectionism is like, I want everything to be perfect and I want my son to eat this meal and I want him to go to bed at this time. And so I'm going to help my partner. And here's the video. So this was all unnecessary. It took time and space and energy away from me being present in my life. So that's just one example of how this like perfectionism runs around in my life. And so what I want you to do is just think about where your perfectionism lives. And if you're like, again, this has nothing to do with you, then maybe think about how you like to make things right. How you want to control is such a big word, but it's I feel like perfectionism and control are like walking hand in hand with each other. And so you might want to think about how, do you allow, if you have a housekeeper, to just clean the house in any old way, or do you make her do things a very specific way? control and perfectionism can run the gamut. You know, how the barista makes your coffee in the morning. Do they put enough in the cup? how people park in the parking spots at the at a parking lot. You know, are they parking too close to you? Are the sugar packets all messed up at the diner? So control and perfectionism, again, I feel like they kind of dance with each other. And then control kind of runs off into how people act around me and how I interact with people. So I really believe that I work hard to be present in my relationships. And I'm pretty, you know, outgoing and forward. And I like to say good morning to people and I like to say hi. And I noticed that if somebody doesn't say hi to me, I will start a dialogue in my head about that person. And this is, again, it's this like, I want to live in this perfect world where everybody gets along and plays nice. But in reality, people are really self-consumed with their cell phones, with the bills that they need to pay, with their kid that they just yelled at, or their dog that's not listening, or their partner that's screaming. You know, like everybody is super consumed. But the way that perfectionism and control works in my mind is that I'm making up stories about what's happening in their life. Okay. This is kind of a deep episode today, but I'm sharing this with you because when I step into meditation and when I start living mindfully, these extracurricular conversations disappear. There becomes more space between the conversation in my head and the person that doesn't respond to me. I can simply smile at someone and not get upset. The sugar packets don't have to be perfect anymore. If somebody puts the milk container away in my house with no milk in it, I don't have to fly off the handle like I used to. So this perfectionism and control works in so many different ways, in so many different areas. But again, when I start to meditate and I start to change the brain state, and in particular with yoga nidra, I start to have a different value. I have a different thought. I break the old paradigm or the old thinking. And I start to have greater acceptance. And control starts to slip away. And my life becomes easier. This is like magic, you guys. It is pure magic. Being able to, you know, rest in my car for 20 minutes when Adrian's at his tutoring and do a practice. And typically, you know, I'll either do a short nidra or I'll just do a meditation, a quick mantra meditation, just to quiet that prefrontal cortex, just to get turn down that executive, like just go, bye. Otherwise, it's constant. The brain is constant. And I want to just keep things down and calm. Because when the body is calm, then it can restore and regenerate. And I always laugh and joke about, you know, I have to be on this planet for another 52 years. So, I have a lot of work to do. I need to stay calm. I need to be practicing every day. I do not want to be a fatality because of anxiety and stress. And the statistics on depression and the rates of anxiety and the sleeplessness are off the charts. So I really feel like in today's episode, I just want to challenge you to identify all the places in your life where you're seeing or not seeing perfectionism or control. And I've given you some really great ideas today to kind of bounce around and let them, you know, settle in. And just think about, like, where are you controlling? Where are you seeking perfectionism in your life? And then start to allow meditation and mindfulness to transform your thinking and the way that you process the present moment. Because when we are in the generous present moment, there's no space for that chit chat. There's just no space for it. It goes away. Oh, so good. So this is just a quick little mini episode that I wanted to throw in. I also wanted to let you know that I have two sessions coming up. I have my in-person next 7-week session in San Francisco. So if you're here in this city with me, you can sign up Saturday. And the link is, where's the link? It's in my Instagram. So you can go to my Instagram and sign up on that, or lanekennedy.com, and find out the information on offerings. And then I also want to invite you to the online course. If you are not in San Francisco and say you're in Denmark or you're in Texas, I have, the doors are opening on Saturday for the DMind online mindfulness and meditation course. So I hope you'll join me. It's going to be a lot of fun. The doors open again this Saturday. So come check it out. You can find all that information over at lanekennedy.com/DMIND. DMIND. If you have not grabbed the Yoga Nidra app, I want to remind you to go get that and start practicing. lanekennedy.com/new friend. Okay, you guys, that is your little exercise of the day, is to observe where you are seeking perfectionism, where you are seeking control, and then to put your practice to work. If you need help with that, send me a message over on Instagram. Enough from me, you guys. I hope you have a great moment. May you find something light, something bright, and so delicious that fills you up so you may be your best you can be. Until next time, take good care.